From points across California, you're listening to the Diz Unplugged Disneyland Edition. Hello and welcome to the Diz Unplugged Disneyland Edition for the week of September 27th, 2012. I'm your host, Tom Bell, and I'm joined by our Disneyland team, Nancy Johnson, Wayne Toigo, Mary Jo Mulatto-Willie, and Tony Spatel, plus special guest Disboards moderator Sherry.
Yay!
Sherry with an E at
Yay.
The end.
In quotation marks.
In quotation marks. In this segment, we're going to take your calls about Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. Now, Sherry, you've been following Halloween for how long? Don't age yourself.
I'd say probably about 5 years. Probably okay. Since about 2007. That was when I really first delved into it.
Uh-huh. And when did they... They've been doing the decorations and things like that forever, right?
For a long time. I remember taking my kids when in 1995 and 1996 when they first had the Halloween party.
Okay, that was my next question. When did they start the Halloween party?
And then they stopped.
And then they moved it, and then they moved it back.
Right.
Now, there are some changes this year with the construction going on over at Princess Fantasy Fair. The princesses have taken over the usual villain spot, and so now the villains are over at the new Big Thunder Ranch Carnival, which is kind of interesting. Has anybody seen that yet? I tried to go the first day, and the villains were being difficult, and it was like an hour
behind. Well, they're villains.
I know. A hour behind schedule, and I had a fast pass.
I've seen a few pictures posted online about how that area is set up and
right.
got a feel for how they're going to work it.
Okay.
It's definitely going to be different this year than in previous years.
Right. Because before they'd have, what, two or three out at a time?
Yeah,
yeah.
And there would be specific areas where they would congregate for meet and greet and
right.
all of that.
Well, now, I'm assuming it's they don't have that area open during the Halloween party, do they?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I don't know that for sure. They had Big Thunder open last year during the party,
okay.
just like it was
mm-hmm.
during the daytime.
Okay.
I would
mm-hmm.
expect it would be open again okay. this year during
okay.
the party.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, let's see who we have on the line. Hello, who's this?
Hello. This is Lori Wagner.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, Lori.
Just to be official, what's your screen name?
I was going to just mention that. I'm Briar Rosie on the
day.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
I'm good. I just got back from Breaking the Fast, and I figured I'd give you a call since I knew you were taping.
How was the Lox and Bagel?
I was calling mostly because I know that there's certain things that they do as overlays, like obviously Haunted Mansion Holiday is one. Are they doing a Ghost Galaxy at Space Mountain again?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
And it's exactly the same.
Because I wanted to know, is it something that you think they're going to do more on a permanent basis like they did with the Haunted Mansion Holiday?
This is, what, the fourth year maybe they've done that?
Yeah.
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 And it doesn't take long for them to do, and they get a good response out of it. So I don't see why they would quit.
Yeah, I think it's a tradition that they're going to
keep. How long do they usually keep it up? Yeah, I was going to ask you, how long do they usually keep it up?
It'll probably be up through November 2nd, I think.
Yeah,
like
they don't keep it up
November,
much longer
November 4th.
After Halloween.
Space Mountain is down for one day, November 5th, to take it out.
Okay.
So through November 4th.
Well, that's 4th. Cool, because, I mean, I vaguely heard about it not that often. I knew that Haunted Mansion Holiday was pretty popular, and everybody seemed to know about it, but this Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy overlay doesn't seem a lot of people know about it, especially people like me that are mostly Walt Disney World people. So, I figured I'd kind of throw that out there just to ask if they still did that.
A lot of people really like it. I'm not one of them.
Well, you don't like anything.
No, I do, but because Space Mountain is my favorite ride to begin with, when they start screwing with it, it kind of makes me nervous.
That's not the right.
Well, you know,
screwing with it, I think, just changed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they could have gone
bigger and bolder with it. and they just chose the cheap option.
I went and got a fast pass, and on the way out of the fast pass area, I asked the cast member that was standing at the bottom of the ramp. I go, did they change anything this year? He kind of rolled his eyes and said no.
Oh, just because you found your partner in crime. You probably went to five people, and then you found the one that rolled their eyes, and you went, okay, this one. But you know what's funny? They haven't really promoted it that much. Because I haven't seen, when they talk about Halloween time, in the commercials, I haven't seen it. But then again, maybe they're not paying attention.
Right.
They didn't really market their big Halloween time site that they usually market online. Because they own the domain, for Halloween time. I can't remember what the actual address is. I can Google it really fast.
But, I mean, the only thing about Ghost Galaxy is it's a little intense for little kids. Because
the outside is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The projections on the outside of the building.
Why don't you talk about that real quick, Wayne?
What they do is they change the exterior lighting that shines on the Space Mountain Dome. They have these projections, and along with that is a soundtrack that plays. And every so often, there'll be a special effect that goes across the mountain that makes you think other things are happening to the mountain itself. And there's a sound effect that goes along with that. The display is almost hypnotic. You can stand there and watch the thing. In fact, it's a really long cycle, too. You won't see the patterns repeat for a very long time. It's worth going by just to see, even if you don't ride the ride. You can see it clearly from all over Tomorrowland, and it's very neat. It's one of the best things
I would ride it.
Oh, it's really cool, and the name Ghost Galaxy gives you kind of an idea of what is happening on the mountain and like Wayne said, the sounds and the special effects. I was hard pressed not to believe it. You know, when I saw it's very cool how they do it.
I was in the front row when I rode it on the 14th, and it played really well in the front row. The first effect when you're going up the lift hill.
Oh yeah,
played really well from the front row.
That's like the best of them. The best of the effects.
Yeah,
it's sad enough.
It's hard for me to kind of tell what exactly is happening because I didn't see. I mean, I didn't go looking for any type of video or anything, and the description seems hard to follow from what I've heard about it. Sounds like something I have to experience to know what's going on.
It's like some kind of. It's like a flaming ghost.
It's not flaming with fire.
It's
fire
an ghost, asteroidal sort of. It's a nebula.
They add extra projections on the walls that chase you around the roller coaster, basically.
But Laurie, I do agree.
Cool.
You need to come out and see it.
Yeah.
And of course, it's a different soundtrack and everything.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next year, instead of going to Food and Wine, maybe I'll have to come up there and do the Halloween stuff.
Yeah, you cannot just say that. That's a big thing for you. I'm just shocked. I just heard those words come out of your mouth. That you would come here versus going to Food and Wine. I'm shocked. I know, Lori. I know.
Well, it is a big deal for me because Food and Wine is like the thing I do almost just every year. So,
I'm going to have to get my stuff ready. Yeah.
And of course, as far as messing with rides, Tom, Haunted Mansion happens to be my favorite attraction, and they mess with it for this particular thing, and I'm okay with it because I know it's not permanent. So, and besides, it's pretty cool. I didn't know until someone told me that each day they have like those gifts in the lobby, and like a different one opens or something like that.
Is that the attic scene that does that, Nancy? Do you know?
No, it's the ones in the boarding zone.
Okay.
Yeah, right in the loading area.
Okay.
Yeah, for the first 13 days or so, they open up each different box.
Behind the Doom Buggies?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Are they still doing that?
I don't know. The one year they opened them all just right there.
Well, the first year they were trying to do the little, advent calendar style. And
that
then
was
I thought,
so much fun.
I thought they abandoned that. I thought they went to just do everything from day one. It's still cool. I agree, Mary Jo. It's very neat looking.
Yeah.
And then I want to see. And each year they have Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, because like my next trip to Disneyland is not until June, so I mean I'm not going to be coming down for any type of overlay, but I probably should just so that I can experience that portion of it as well.
Uh-huh.
So I just figured.
Call Southwest. Book your flight. Make it a day trip. Come on, get with the program.
That's not going to cut it. A day trip from here? No.
A day trip. Come on, you can do it. Long weekend. You can do it.
Okay. Oh, that's cutting it. I have to make it a long weekend. Days off, Friday. Yeah.
Tell you what. You pick the weekend. I'll go too. Then we're both traveling.
Okay. Well, then
I thought we were trying to encourage her.
Ladies
of
Wayne at www.com.
Thank you.
So this is cool. We can get Wayne to come with us. Okay, and then he can, like, show us around and show us all the things we'd overlook. That would work.
Exactly.
Did you notice?
Cool. Have you noticed?
Well, I met Wayne, so we ran into you at Epcot, didn't we? Well, I'm sure there's probably other people on the phone that you probably want to talk to, so I'm going to let you talk to whoever might be waiting.
We appreciate you calling, Lori. Nice talking to you.
Oh, great. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye, Lori.
Bye, Lori.
Excellent. Now, speaking of Haunted Mansion Holiday, they're doing something a little different this year. There's no Fast Pass, at least initially. Has anybody heard anything about that, Sherry?
No, I mean, I've seen a couple of mentions of it on the board about it, and people were, you know, wondering why and whatnot, but that's about as much as I know.
When I went on the 14th, they were using the area where the Fast Pass machines would be as a, looked like it was a meet and greet with Jack Skellington.
Interesting.
You know, I was over there on this last Sunday when I did the tour. And when we passed the Haunted Mansion, I didn't see any meet and greets going on. I also didn't see a Fast Pass. So.
Well, it wasn't very obvious, like I said, because it was back behind the brick walls and stuff of the Fast Pass area, way in the back.
We'll just
Jack Skellington seems to move around for his meet and greets. I remember last year I saw him. I think he was in the Court of Angels area, like where they're having the Pirates
party.
Yeah. So he's, I guess they had to set up a new spot for him.
Well, speaking of Court of Angels,
I wonder if he's still up in front of the French Market or Cafe Orleans. One of those two. He was like right in front of them.
Right. I'm sure he probably is. There'll probably be a dance party at French Market again, right?
I don't know.
Don't they usually have something there?
Let's see what the Halloween Time website
says. They usually have
I think there was actually like a treat trail for the party set up at French Market last year.
Okay.
I think that was the one location that I didn't hit. Yeah, we went to all the other ones but that one.
And what was I going to say? We had somebody write in about the map that we have up. The map we currently have up is the 2011 map, and there was a concern that Pirates wasn't open during the party. It is open during the party. It was just down for refurbishment in 2011,
yeah.
So that's why it was not on the map. Mary Jo, did you get
that was a very...
Go ahead.
Very interesting place. That was a very interesting place to set up a treat trail as well.
Yeah.
They used the Pirates line last year. Of course, obviously, this year they won't. But.
Right. Mary Jo, did you get to ride Haunted Mansion yet?
No, not yet. I'm going this Friday.
Okay.
So I'll write it then because I want to see
the new gingerbread house.
The gingerbread house. It's so big this year. So.
Yeah, and it's really cool with the train. I want to ride it again without trying to take pictures because the pictures didn't come out anyway. So I want to ride it again just to actually see it.
Yeah.
You move through there so fast, and I was trying to click and take pictures and. you're behind a railing, and it just didn't...
I have to say, besides the demi-tasses, that is my absolute favorite part of Halloween time, is just going through the Haunted Mansion and seeing what I can see and what I can't see. Now, what's interesting, did you guys catch that video that they released on the making of the Haunted Mansion? I think they put it up on the Disney Parks YouTube channel.
The exterior one?
Yeah.
Where they showed a little bit of interior and exterior, and they actually showed Imagineers in putting in, you know, putting the final touches on, you know, fixing ribbons and, you know, stuff like that, and laying snow. And it looks like they definitely have the Oogie Boogie in place in the attic.
Yep. Oh, nice.
Yep,
the
little, I saw that.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, and when you go through the attic, look for a... You know how you always have those little clapping, weird clapping monkeys with the cymbals, those little toys that are always so creepy? And I think there's one of those at the front of, like, Phantom of the Opera, the musical. Anyway, well, they made an Oogie Boogie like that, and they hide it in the attic, and it's small like the monkey toys.
And you can't forget the Monkey Bride.
Yeah, the Monkey Bride, of course.
The Monkey Bride with the red glowing heart. Every year they have her in kind of basically the same area. It's on the left-hand side, but it's always someplace different. So if you think you know where she's at, you just have to pay attention so you can see her.
And sometimes you have to look back behind your look around the edges of your buggy, your dune buggy.
That's what I did. That's what I did, yeah.
Sherry, what's your favorite thing about Halloween time at Disneyland?
I love Haunted Mansion Holiday. That is one of them. And, you know, because the detail in that overlay is so intricate. And, I mean, even down to the ballroom scene, like for the Christmas season part of Haunted Mansion Holiday, they put in a hidden Mickey on the floor of the ballroom scene. There's like a snowdrift hidden Mickey. And I'm wondering if there's actually a hidden Mickey that's there, a different kind of hidden Mickey that's there during Halloween time that I just don't know about. But that, and also the roundup or slash carnival,
right.
The pumpkin carving area is very, I love that part. The carved pumpkins are amazing. They change every day. They've got some pumpkins that last, maybe only have a lifespan of about a week, and then they have to retire them. And then they have some that last maybe a month or so, but they're constantly churning out new carved pumpkins every day, and they're really detailed. And,
they're amazing.
And
we have some photos on the blog in some of our previous Halloween time articles that you can see what Sherry's talking about.
Now, they have...
And we've got pictures in the Super Threat.
Definitely.
There you go. They moved a lot of the stuff back to the carnival this year, but in the front, there's still the shack. Is that just decorated for Halloween, or is there something inside there that I should have gone in to look at?
There's something inside.
Okay.
You're talking about the cabin?
Yeah, the cabin.
Yes.
Santa's house, whatever you want to call it.
When I went there last time, they had coloring there, and it's decorated inside. It's pretty.
Yeah. They still have the stick pumpkins, right? All posed up. Because they usually make it like they have like some cowboy and saloon style pumpkin people that you can pose.
Pumpkin people playing cards.
Yeah,
playing cards. Yeah,
and the other some playing cards, and then the other ones are standing up against the back wall.
Yeah,
and the back wall.
Yeah, she's standing against a moon backdrop. But there's the interesting thing about the decorations inside the Scaredy Crow Shack is that they're very, like, vintage, retro kind of looking Halloween decorations, and that's kind of what I would picture eventually making its way to Buena Vista Street, if and when Buena Vista Street ever gets in on the Halloween time action. Because
right.
I don't picture, like, for instance, a return of Candy Corn Acres with big, gigantic, you know, bright orange candy corn sitting in the middle of Buena Vista Street, but I could picture... very retro-looking, like, Halloween posters, you know.
That'd be cool. I'd love to see how that would be.
And that's what's in the Scaredy Crow Shack. Yeah, a lot of, like, vintage, a lot of pumpkin things. There's a very interesting, like, pumpkin covering to the fireplace and little, like, pumpkin candle holders. I mean, it's very detailed in there, very detailed.
So I was able to go back into the carnival there, and I spent an hour or so back there. And they have a lot of stuff going on. They have the big tent for the villains, of course, but then they have some carnival games. Some of them kind of remind me of what they have for Merida. There's like a big wheel to spin. There's ring toss with witches' hats. I think there might be one other. And then they have a coloring area where you can color a mask. They have the stage, of course, with Billy Hill and the Haunted Hillbillies, which was really funny. They were doing... what did they do? They did Devil Went Down to Georgia, and they did... Oh, what's that other one? Anyway, they did, you know, those kind of songs, and, you know, they did a little skit where his violin, his fiddle was haunted and was playing in a minor key instead of what he should have been playing, which was fun. And every so often they'll do a little parade with the kids that have colored their masks, and the characters will come out and they'll have masks too and do a little parade, lead a parade. All the characters, of course, are in there. Halloween costumes. They have a couple carts in there selling stuff. They have what are these? Candy corn shaped cotton candy.
Oh, really?
They have, and then they have a soda cart back there, and a pin trade. Did they have soda? I think they had soda. And then, of course, a pin trading cart or a pin purchasing cart. Yeah, it's like three levels of cotton candy that shaped like candy corn.
Just kind of Tom,
that's interesting.
Tom, did you notice if...
Go ahead, Mary Jo.
Did you notice if they had the pumpkin carving exhibit, like what Sherry was talking about?
Yes, it's in the side of the carnival.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right there as you come in, just at the front corner there.
Which makes sense, because that's an area where they usually have, like, they show how they do different things. You know, during the jamboree,
right,
they show,
right.
I think they had the quilting and the wood carving.
Right. Yeah, but the pumpkin carving is, like, front and center almost in the carnival now. Everything else is around the sides.
It should be, because it's just, I mean, like Sherry says, they're works of art.
Right.
And there's more room back there to display them, because where they had them kind of tucked over by the log cabin just wasn't enough room.
I agree.
And the other interesting thing about the pumpkins is that not only do they change daily, they put out new ones daily, new ones weekly, but from year to year, like the Jack Skellington pumpkin that I imagine they would probably do this year, assuming that there will be one, would be totally different looking than the one they had last year or the year before. They never look exactly the same.
And of course, this year they have Frankenweenie pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they have to have synergy with whatever the newest movie release is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they had a Merida pumpkin and a Frankenweenie pumpkin when I saw it.
See? Synergy.
Do you know if there's any special food items or snacks, goodies, that kind of thing this year?
Back in that area, no.
Or all around over?
It sounds like the cotton corn candy cane is a new one.
Say again?
It sounds like that cotton corn candy cane. I don't remember.
It's cotton candy.
Say candy corn cotton candy three times.
No, I don't think so.
I know that they have the pumpkin fudge. Oh, yeah, the
Demi-tasse. Love the Demi-tasse.
And do we have the pumpkin latte or whatever it is at Starbucks?
I'm sure we do.
I bet you they do.
Along with their own pumpkin muffins, probably.
When does the...
What about the muffin?
The pumpkin muffin, yeah.
I haven't seen anything on the pumpkin muffin, but I think that was always too good of a seller not to keep.
Yeah.
When does the caramel apple cider come out? Is that closer to Christmas, or does it come out now?
No, it comes out now.
Yeah.
And the apples,
there's always some very clever, like, Halloween apples that they sell in Koo Corner. And
the pumpkin fudge. That's so good.
What are you going to say, Nancy?
Oh, I was going to say... they made so many new caramel apples just this past summer and year that they could really carry into Halloween, such as the Mike Wazowski mm-hmm. one and some of those, and the Cheshire Cat one. So I don't know. The Jack apple has actually become a de rigueur everyday kind of thing. So I don't know. I'll go look in the arts while you guys are chatting. I'll go look on the merchandise and collectors website.
Sherry, any tips for guests going to the one of the trick-or-treat parties, the Mickey's Halloween party?
Let me think. Let's see. I think, well, I don't know if this is necessarily a tip, but one thing I will point out, I know a lot of people get daunted and intimidated if they see long lines for, you know, the treat trails. Like, for instance, if you go to the Golden Horseshoe, assuming that they have a treat trail there again, there's going to be several treat stations set up along that trail that take you inside the Golden Horseshoe building. The line can get very long.
Right? I'm sorry. I say that was a 3-4, right? There are three different treat stops inside the Golden Horseshoe.
I think so, yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah. And that, you know, you see the line, especially at the beginning of the party, and it looks very long. I found that all of the lines moved very fast. Despite how long they looked, they all seemed to be going along at a pretty good clip. You know, it was never at a point where I was standing there like, okay, how long is it going to take to get this candy? You know, everything seemed to be pretty much boom, boom, boom. You know, the cast members are on it. They're doling out the candy. But it's also worth it to get in the line for some of these things. And I use the Golden Horseshoe as an example because there were actually decorations in that building that I wouldn't have seen or wouldn't have known about had I not gotten in line for the, you know, the treat trail. So that's one thing. I would say don't be intimidated by the length of the lines because they will probably move pretty quickly. And it might be worth it to get in them because you might see some extra little fun, you know, decorations or whatever. I would also suggest if you can't bring your own bag, buy one of the bags that they sell there. They do have some bags that are relatively cheap. They've got the bags that light up, you know, the ones where you press a little button and they light up, and which are very fun for kids and adults at night. But they've also got some cheaper ones, bags that are maybe like $5 or something. It's worth it to get one of those tote bags because the plastic bags that they give you when you enter the park, you know, they hold some candy, but they probably won't hold the volume of candy that kids will want to collect at the various treat stations. And also there are certain lines that are shorter, or certain treat trails that have very few people, like Pixie Hollow is one at night that I found did not have very many people at all, and it was also very pretty. So that's one. The Roundup area used to have very few people back there for the treat trail, but now this year, because they've got the carnival, that's probably changed. So those are just some things I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure I'll come up with more later, but maybe somebody else has some ideas.
Well, now that you mentioned the bags, I was over at the Disneyland Resort the other day, and I was looking at they have a couple of really cute Halloween themed bags, and the bottoms were mm-hmm. reinforced. You know how they have the like the covered cardboard at the bottom to make mm-hmm. the bottom of the bag stronger. So those bags have them. So those are really, if people do want to get them, those are bags that they'd be able to use over and over again.
And you can bring in your own.
Yes.
I mean, with my son Andrew, we brought in the little Halloween bucket too. So
that's a good point.
Considering how much you're spending on the party to begin with. Also, you can get a lot more candy near the end. And if you choose your lines correctly, like she was saying, like Sherry was saying.
Now, one thing I was kind of surprised about last year was the cavalcade. Didn't we think it was better than we expected?
Because the Muppets at the end.
That's surprise. Right. They had Miss Piggy at the end, huh?
Yeah, we thought it was gonna be garbage, and there were a lot more characters than we expected. I didn't mean it
seemed garbage in a Disney way, but.
Yeah, not garbage, like it was going to be one guy and a broom. But,
well, you know, especially for our Walt Disney Worlders who base it off of, you know, their big, huge holiday parade there, the Boudiou Parade. Isn't it the Boudiou Parade? Correct me if I'm wrong. Something like that. They have an extremely extravagant Halloween parade in Florida. And while one of our little cavalcades, you know, for somebody who, you know, sees all of the ghosts and the grave diggers slamming their chains on Main Street as they go down the parade route and do their elaborate dance routine, it definitely, you know, yeah, if you're expecting that, we can't match it, but for what we have, it's just as charming as everything else we do here. So
I think the cavalcade has gotten better every year, and I would expect that to continue. I agree. Last year it was very, very fun.
And then, of course, the fireworks.
Oh, that is the best. That is just the best.
Maybe we should tell people some tips on good places to stand for the fireworks.
How long have they been doing it with Jack Skellington, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did they add that?
2009.
Okay.
Yeah, 2009 was the first year.
What were you going to say, Mary Jo, about the where to stand?
Oh, last year, Nancy and I stood more on the Tomorrowland side. It was, you know, we did wait too long to get to go stand in the area, and we found a nice clear spot. But there's a projection on what looks like a moon where Jack Skellington talks and Oogie Boogie, and you really need to make sure that you position yourself to see the left side of the castle so that you can see that projection. And you need to stand, I would say, like behind the partner statue. I think a good spot is probably between, in the area, kind of between Coat Corner and the photo supply shop, Kodak shop. If you stand in that area, or anywhere near there, you're going to have a great vantage point.
Yeah, the biggest tip is if you're planning on catching the cavalcade, catch the early cavalcade in the hub and then just move straight in for a good spot. Because the fireworks starts pretty much quickly after the first cavalcade.
And then, of course, the second cavalcade was totally empty.
Yeah. So what we did, I think what we did, Mary Jo, last year, wasn't it that we came in at the back end of the cavalcade, like right as it was kind of completing? And then when people broke up for the cavalcade, that's when we kind of filtered in for our stuff, you know, for our viewing. So if you want to catch the later cavalcade, that's the way to do it. Time yourself as to right about the end, because we saw Miss Piggy go by.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just slid right into place because everybody started dispersing.
Yeah, we had a great, great spot for that. I remember we had treats too, right, while we were waiting for the cavalcade.
Yeah, we Ian and the girls held our spot, and we went over to the plaza and picked up desserts.
The plaza?
Not the plaza. Yeah, the Plaza Inn.
Oh, Plaza Inn, okay.
Plaza Inn was open.
I don't know. You said Casey's Corner on the last show, so I was just checking.
I had my moment then, but this is a whole other day.
Right. I'm more sad for your children holding your spot while you go and get treats.
Actually, I think didn't one of the girls go with us, Mary Jo?
Oh yeah, you've been digging that hole.
Were they both over there?
No, they were both over there because there was a lot happening on the street. They were looking at the costumes. Because remember, everybody's dressed up. So it's almost a parade just watching all the different people. And there were some, what was it? Somebody who had, one of the cast members had, not fake spiders. He had something that was eye-catching that the girls were enjoying watching and stuff. So they did not mind. Totally.
Yeah, usually when they know that they're going to get the byproduct.
Were they aware of the treats that they didn't get? That's all I'm asking.
No. We got the treats and we brought them back for them.
Were there any bites taken out of those treats? Because, you know, the Plaza Inn is one of the best places to get to-go food. And we've talked about that on the show before. You can ask for to-go containers.
And remember, not everything's open. As we didn't know from last year, not everything's open. So.
Yeah.
Good point, too.
All right.
Yeah, food closes pretty early.
Yeah,
that was the thing we had
enough.
Trouble with, was finding a place to eat dinner.
I would have eaten before if I would have known that it was going to be like that.
Yeah. All right, actually, that's probably one of the best tips we can give is for those that really want to take advantage of everything in the party, eat ahead of time.
Yeah.
And or even also, if you come in at 3 or 4, eat early.
Yeah. Yeah, eat early. And the other thing, and I know Tony and I have kind of a different way of approaching this, so I'll say my way, and then Tony, you say your way, okay. But I say if you're going to do attractions and you're at the resort all day long, do the attractions before the party so that once the party starts, you can just concentrate on the party events and attractions. And the shows and all the special things that go on, you probably don't want to take your time going on, well, I think Indy's going to be closed, but one of the other major attractions during the party when you could do that during the daytime. Now, I think, Tony, you like going on the attractions just because there's not a lot of people there.
Well, that's what I thought. But I've changed to your side. If I were to do it again, I would go with what you're saying, to be perfectly honest. So it was a nice segue, but I changed my mind. So I'm actually on.
You're
the,
not allowed to change your mind.
Yes, I am. I'm on the Wayne. I'm on the Wayne train now because. It's,
wow.
You like that? That was good.
I do. What, I do.
Yeah, of course, Wayne. Like, once you have to throw him bones here and there. No, seriously. Now that I think about it again, there's less people, but they're really. Yeah, no, I'm remembering the less people. Now I'm going.
It
no.
didn't seem like there were less people.
No, that was my thing, is you think there's going to be less people, but there really isn't.
But the long lines, people are still...
It seems like you're selling more tickets every year.
Yeah, and if you're spending that much for the party, that's why I've changed my mind. I'm with Wayne now. If you spend that much for the party, do everything else before, and go. Because I remember the line for Haunted Mansion Holiday was so outrageous that I didn't go.
Yeah.
But we went at the end of the night, I would say that the wait was probably 15 minutes towards the end of the night for the Haunted Mansion.
See, and that's a good point right there, because there's going to be different strategy for folks who are carrying kids in and want to do the party for their kids, like Nancy and company.
Yep.
Because don't I remember right, Nancy, that by about 11 o'clock, your kids were kind of done.
They were toast, yeah.
And for the adults who go to the party, who can stay a little later, boy, you could race through the trick-or-treat lines by midnight.
That's true.
So it's almost like if you've got the kids, and this is just a suggestion, if you've got the kids, when the party starts, hit the trick-or-treat lines, save the other stuff for later when... the energy level starts going down. For the adults, I say get in the attractions first because all the families are going to go hit the trick-or-treat lines early. You save the trick-or-treat lines until after the fireworks and the parades.
Well, and another thing to keep in mind, too, I know with my kids, if the more tired they get, the more susceptible they are to being scared and cranky. By things that are unusual. Like, at the end of the night, they wanted nothing to do with going back to Big Thunder Ranch for any of the activities back there. It was too dark. It was too scary. They just didn't want to do anything. And so, keep that in mind that if your kids, as your kids wear down, their patience and susceptibility just goes.
So, okay, let's take another call. Let's see who we have on the line.
Hi, gang. How's it going?
Hello there. Who are we talking to?
This is Dawn, and I'm Mrs. D on the board.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Hi, Dawn. I'm great. Thanks so much for all of the wonderful information that you guys give out. I have had so much fun listening to last year's podcast about the Halloween parties and all of the fun things that they do.
Have you been to Halloween at Disneyland?
I have been to Halloween at Disney World. I am making my first trip to Disneyland coming up.
Oh, excellent. What are you looking most forward to?
Really, besides everything.
Yeah.
It's just a whole new experience. It's a whole new experience. So this is really fun because I am a Disney World vet and I know it like the back of my hand. It's so fun to research and plan and have it all be new again.
Is this your first trip really to cool. Disneyland also?
Yeah, my first trip to Disneyland, exactly.
Wow.
So Disneyland and the party the first time. That's a great introduction. Boy, are you going to be overloaded.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We are so excited.
Hey, Dawn, can I throw a tip at you that's kind of fun and something people don't normally think to do? One of the fun ways to see Main Street during the daytime is the best time to do it, is to ride on the second level of the omnibus in the morning when the vehicles run, because that puts you up at the level of a lot of the carved pumpkins that are on Main Street.
What a great tip.
And it makes a really fun change of perspective.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And you can't do it at night. You can't do it during the parties.
Nancy, that's a very Wayne-esque tip. You channeled. If everybody's morphing into becoming...
I had the Wayne-esqueness, honey, before you even were born.
I knew she was... See, look, just like that Wayne, I said her. I knew. I was going to see how she's going to handle that. And she turned it into somehow I gave her an insult. Anyways, before I could finish...
I was trying to say
that we're all morphing into some one big amalgam of the same person.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Is it? No, but because being working together for so long and then now, but everybody, like, kind of, I don't know.
We're all learning.
Disneyland's best when it's shared.
There you go. Don, did you have a question for us?
Here is what I would like to know.
Okay.
Maybe I might have a couple. But regarding the party, if you had to focus on one or two things, my kids are 7 and 5. So if you had to focus on one thing for the party, what would you make your priority?
How many days are you there besides the party?
We are going to be at California Adventure for one full day, Disneyland for one full day, and then the party, and we're just entering on party tickets. And I do have hoppers, so if we want to hop back and forth, we can do that.
So you'll be able to hit the rides on a non-party day.
Yeah.
If you need to.
Yeah. I mean, it would be fun to do a few rides.
Right.
Maybe, you know, on that, when we enter on the party day. But, and it would be great to do Haunted Mansion Holiday during the party. However, I understand that the lines are a little bit crazy and I don't know that I want to waste my time standing in line. As much as I would love to do that, you know, I'm just thinking that maybe that might be best served a little bit earlier.
Fireworks should be a priority.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
Okay.
While it's still a little bit daylight during the party, hit Big Thunder. Hit Big Thunder Ranch. Because, you know, you'll see the whole, everything they do up there. The decorations up there are, you know, all, like we said, old-time, old-fashioned. Really fun.
Nancy's not talking about Big Thunder Railroad. She's talking about the ranch in the background, in the back that's...
The carnival.
The petting zoo, yeah. The petting area.
Yeah. Right. And then there's a candy stop in there, too, is that right?
Last year there was.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Well, then it's.
I remember walking to that candy stop. I think last year when we went through that jamboree area where the candy stop was, they really hadn't developed it as much as this year. This year there's a lot more going on, so I'm thinking that if they have a candy stop, it's going to be off to the side because there's going to be characters there and things for families to do. So.
Great! Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
And that's the thing that I would suggest too, to make a priority. Since you mentioned the characters, Mary Jo, I would try to prioritize the character photo spots because they have special costumes and special characters that are out just for the party that are not going to be out in the daytime. And you know, Mickey and Minnie wear special outfits, and most of them are photo pass. And you know, they bring out some different villains for the party that are not going to be there in the daytime.
What did you see, like, so we saw like stormtroopers, I think.
Yeah. Oh, stormtroopers are so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are not just back at the carnival. I mean, they could be anywhere. They could be in Fantasyland. They could be in Tomorrowland, you know, the character spots. So I would say if you like to get pictures and fun pictures that are going to be just exclusive to the party, to do that, you know, to make that a priority.
Great.
Dawn,
great,
did you say boys or girls?
I have one of each.
One of each.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is older, which is younger?
My son is older. My daughter's
okay.
younger.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely you're going to want to hit the Tomorrowland area for him, because then you've got the stormtrooper posings, and those guys really ham it up. Now, for her, and maybe for him, try and spend a little, if you need to get them re-revved up, spend some time at one of the dance parties. The Tomorrowland one last year was just great, and you, Tom, you went to the one in
Rancho
de Zocalo, didn't
right,
you?
Right, we walked through there.
And that one had all kinds of interesting characters and stuff.
Yeah, we did the Tomorrowland one. I was there with you, Nancy, and there was a lot going on at that one. That was a fun dance party. And I agree that, you know, you can do the rides and the attractions during the daytime. Mm-hmm. It's fun to get in the spirit with the characters and to enjoy the party itself while you're there for the Halloween event.
Excellent. Good.
Do you have another question for us, Don?
If you have time, I do.
Sure. Go ahead.
Sure.
Is there either of the parks, you know, during Halloween time that you would say is not to be missed? You know, any special decorations or anything else?
The Pumpkins of Main Street.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like so much fun. That's so neat.
You've never seen that many pumpkins. Florida does not put out near the vast quantities of pumpkins that you'll see around ours. And then, of course, the Big Thunder Ranch area and the Big Thunder Barbecue area. And you can just walk through that area even if you aren't eating at the ranch.
And it's not just Main Street that's decorated. Do they decorate Frontierland?
Frontierland
too.
And the pumpkin tree.
Yep. Oh, the
Halloween tree.
Halloween tree.
I have pictures of that this year, by the way. But that's what they're talking about is Ray Bradbury always wanted, I don't know why, but he always wanted a tree in Disneyland. And so Disneyland dedicated a tree to Ray Bradbury. They have a plaque there, and it's in Frontierland. And at Halloween, they decorate the tree. So that would be fun to take your kids there, too. To the Halloween tree.
And the Halloween I should point out about that tree that it doesn't look all that impressive in the daytime. It's just it's a big tree with some pumpkins hanging on it. At night is when you want to see it.
Yeah.
At night is when it's all aglow and like red lights and orange, you know, that's when it's really impressive looking. In the daytime you can almost kind of like walk by it and not really notice it. kind of almost walked by it once and thought, oh, okay, well, there's a tree with some pumpkins, and then we saw the plaque, and it's nice that it's kind of a tribute to Ray Bradbury. But also that's where the Day of the Dead display is in Frontierland.
Oh, and get your free tattoo.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. another thing is in Frontierland, it's called Dia de los Muertos, and they have free face painting there. So you can take your kids during the daytime and have them, and even you, like a lot of ladies will have their arms painted. And it's just a small sketch. There's four different styles. And they could do their face or they could do their arm. And it's free. So that's on Sunday I had my face painted. I did. I said,
I do it every year. I get a little skeleton on my cheek.
Yep. I'm going to do
it again. Last year they were also doing that up near Small World, too. There's a couple of places where they do that. And it is fun. It's fun for the kids.
Yeah.
During the daytime, it's I think the only location for the painting of the free painting. And if you get it messed up during the day, they'll do a touch up.
Oh,
so
that's
hesitate. Yeah, I have the sobbing daughter that always has to get a touch up.
Oh.
Because she didn't get any treats.
Pretty much, yeah. I wanted to do this. Don't cry. The face paint.
Your makeup's going to run.
Any of the face painting stations at Disneyland and California Adventure come with a guarantee that if you have a smudge or a smear or anything that same day, they'll fix it for you free.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
It's a good value.
Love that. Love that. All right, I have one last quick question.
Sure.
For my non-party day, I have my choice of a Saturday or a Sunday. Which would you choose?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yep.
Because the SoCal pass holders.
Yeah.
And the Sundays become now the busiest day, and all locals are off on Sundays. Saturday, some of them work. It's crazy that we're saying that, but it's true.
Go both days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Well, I mean, if you have the park hopper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're right, you know, 100 yards across to the other park, but.
Yeah.
Once you get in there, once you see what's going to go on, you're never going to want to leave.
Yeah, I'm really trying to wrap my head around the whole you can do two parks easily in one day and just walk back and forth. That seems, you know, coming from Florida, that just doesn't, even though Epcot is so close to Magic Kingdom, it's still different.
The first time you do it, you'll say, ooh, let's go back just to do it again.
Just to go back and forth.
Well, I mean, in mind.
I can walk in here.
It does take a little time to go back and forth, so I wouldn't do it a bunch of times, but if you wanted to start in one park and end at the other park or something like that, yeah, there's no reason not to.
I'm trying to maximize the time that I have.
Exactly.
I have my spreadsheet. I know Nancy doesn't do spreadsheets anymore, but I've got mine.
Make sure you catch World of Color.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're doing the Carthay Circle dinner to get the
nice
fast passes.
And if you're there on a Saturday, you should be able to catch the other fireworks, too. You should be able to catch Remember Dreams Come True.
Oh, neat. Awesome.
Yeah, because they don't do the Halloween fireworks every day.
Okay, cool.
Don, which night are you going to the party?
We're going on the 15th, I think it is. It's a Monday night.
Yep.
Yeah, the 15th.
Awesome.
Oh, that'll be a good one to go.
Should be fairly quiet.
It's not as crowded.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a great one.
Winter, so with the little ones, hopefully, you know, we don't have to stay out as late because it starts and ends a little bit earlier.
Right. That's 6:11
from the Midwest with the time change.
Yeah.
So, I understand that one, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your advice. I really appreciate it. It is always a pleasure to listen to your podcast. You guys get me through my long runs because I'm training for the princess. So it's just really a pleasure to have this other side of the coin. So thanks for getting it all together.
Thanks, Don. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hope to see you around the park. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Definitely.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Have fun.
Thanks.
Let's go around the table and give any last-minute tips, anything else you want to mention. Let's start with Mary Jo.
I would say make your plans, but enjoy the time that you're going. Don't stress that you have to see everything, and just enjoy it. Biggest thing, as I say, is the fireworks is the biggest thing. Don't miss them, whatever you do.
Tony.
Haunted Mansion Holiday is the greatest ride ever.
Nice.
And even if you have to wait in line, I love Space Mountain, but I'm not like the hugest Haunted Mansion fan, but I'm a huge fan of Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Right.
So even if you have to wait in line, do it. Don't go and not see it.
Nancy.
I know it's obvious.
Nancy.
That's it.
Nancy.
Don't hesitate to alter your schedule at the very last minute.
What?
And the reason I say that is that party is so full of places that as you're walking by from one place to another, all of a sudden you're going to see something that catches your eye that you didn't realize was there. Don't hesitate to take that opportunity and wander over because you never know what you're going to miss out on. And it may be one of the coolest things you've ever seen or done or the most fun you've ever had. You know, what was it y'all were saying about the Rancho de Zocalo dance party? Didn't you say that that was such a cool dance party?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent all of our time over at the Tomorrowland one, but had we noticed it when it was too late. So it was like we didn't think to stop in when we noticed it. Does that make sense?
Right.
If you see something and it interests you, don't hesitate to deviate. Ooh, I rhymed.
I like that.
Very good.
And with a little extra planning, you too can eat snacks while standing in line. Don't hesitate to grab that pumpkin muffin. Grab the this or the that. And if you see the demi tasses and that's something you want, don't say, I'm going to put off till later
and
in the
day. And pick one up for Nancy.
I have four now, I think, in the house. One for each one of us. Well, I have one for each one of us. They make perfect hot cocoa sipping cups for the little ones.
Wayne, what you got?
First of all, I agree with all the suggestions so far. Every one of those is right on and perfect. What I would add is, and help me out, Sherry, because I have forgotten already, you are able to get into the park with your party ticket a certain amount of time ahead of the party. Offhand,
Three hours.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I just didn't want to say it and be wrong. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of that. Get into the park so that you're not stuck at the turnstiles when the party starts. They have wristband lines in the park. My experience is they have always been very well run, and you get through them quickly, and you'll have your wristband by the time you need it. You'll be able to be in the park and get some food if you want, maybe ride an attraction or two if you've got time, and you're getting the most advantage of the time in the party if you get there as early as possible.
And you get to watch some of the transformation, which is even cooler. Because you get to all of a sudden watch, you'll walk through the hub at 1 second. You'll come back like 5 minutes later, and all of a sudden there'll be these beautiful giant Mickey ghost balloons and stuff. And you'll go like, where did that come from?
Yeah, that's true.
The lights come on, the music comes on. It's great. It's a great transition.
Sherry, one last tip. Thought.
One, because I've thought of several things while I've been talking. Let me plow through them because I think they're going to be noteworthy.
Sure.
Okay. One, and hopefully I'll remember them. One, when you're going through the treat trails or the treat stations, if you want the healthy snacks, like the little apple slices, the carrot sticks, the things like that, make sure you ask for them because the cast members oftentimes do not automatically put the healthy stuff in the bag. They will usually just grab for the candy. So I usually found that I had to ask each time, I want the apple slices or whatever. So make sure you ask for them. The other thing, as far as treats go, from what I've been hearing over in California Adventure, if you stop in Ghirardelli, they're giving out their free samples of pumpkin chocolate. Normally they give out free samples of chocolate, but now apparently they're giving out free samples of pumpkin chocolate. So that's worth a stop. Another thing, let's see. The Ghost Mickey popcorn buckets that have been very popular for the last couple of years, there have been whisperings that this is going to be the last year for those particular buckets. So if you see the Ghost Mickey popcorn bucket, snatch it now because it may not be back next year. I don't know if the rumors are true, but Disney tends to do things like that where they'll put out something really cute and get everybody really excited about it and then take it away. So if you see it, get it this year. Let's see, another thing, make sure on the tram path from Mickey and Friends parking structure to Downtown Disney, make sure you have your cameras ready so that you can get very fast pictures of the Halloween display. It's a very cute display that's on the tram path, and a lot of people who don't take the tram will never know that it's there. It's worthy of actually being in the parks. It's worthy of being in the parks. I think it's going to waste on the tram path, quite frankly, but you have to act very quickly because you're going to be moving past it. Somebody's head could be in your way. You've got to have your camera poised and ready so that when you pass
it. To the right for the first one, to the left for the second one.
Yeah, exactly. When you're coming from Mickey and Friends to Downtown Disney, it'll be on your right. And the last thing that I can think of that's of note, and I don't think we've touched on any actual, like, Halloween day stuff, but from unless things change this year, from what I understand, each of the three hotels will give out candy on Halloween. You can trick-or-treat at all three hotels. And in the past, and hopefully this year, the Grand Californian usually has a special Halloween photo spot set up. Not for the whole season, only on Halloween. But like it's got hay and, you know, some other, like, harvesty, autumn-looking things. But it's only set up on Halloween day, and you can only trick-or-treat at the hotels on Halloween, not throughout the season. Yeah, so that might be worthwhile to note if anyone is actually going to be there on the actual holiday. So those are my last-minute tips.
Excellent. Sherry, thank you so much for joining us and
thank you.
Giving us all the great Halloween information. Thank you, the rest of your team, the rest of our team. Thank you to all our callers. That is going to do it for this segment of the Diz Unplugged. Be sure to catch our other Disneyland shows this week. And, of course, we'll be back again with you in 2 weeks. Until then, remember, Disneyland at Halloween is always more magical when it's shared. Thanks for listening.